yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
When World War II ended in 1945, the United States began leading efforts to build a liberal global trading system. It meant a lot less government obstacles to trade and more economic growth. Ever since, U.S. exporters have enjoyed tremendous benefits from free trade and at the same time have had to cope with the competition from other countries. But things seem to be changing now with the U.S. apparently abandoning the leadership of global economy. Once the champion of free trade, the United States is now making life hard for its long-standing trade partners and rivals. Under the leadership of U.S. President Donald Trump, America is implementing increasingly protectionist trade policies. That's in line with Trump's signature America First campaign pledge. Before taking office, Trump spoke much about what he described as unfair trade relations between the United States and other major economies. He pledged to put things right.
And I'm going to use every lawful presidential power to remedy the trade disputes, including the application of tariffs. And I'll tell you, we're going to probably have to at least use them in some cases, because they have to understand we're not playing games any longer, folks. We're not playing games.
From the very beginning of his presidential term, Trump has implemented policies he says are aimed at fixing America's trade relations and protecting U.S. producers. But it all got very serious in March this year when his administration announced plans for tariffs on steel and aluminum imported into the U.S. The duties took effect on June 1st. The 25% tariffs on steel and 10% duties on aluminum affect imports from the European Union, Mexico, and Canada. Later, the president imposed 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods, citing national security concerns. The White House has threatened to slap new duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods.
The idea is to try and preserve jobs in these industries and help these industries, which have been declining for a while, grow, and perhaps also thereby help the U.S. economy grow faster in terms of both output and employment.
The list of U.S. tariffs on imported goods is getting longer rapidly. But what's fueling Trump's protectionist decisions? His obsession with America's widening trade deficit. That's the difference between how much in goods America imports from foreign trading partners and the value of its exports to those countries.
90% don't know what the trade deficit is. They just hear trade deficit. Deficit sounds bad, therefore the trade deficit must be bad. They equate it with increasing debt. Sounds like the government budget deficit. It's not the same thing.
Trump believes the trade imbalance has cost American jobs, something free trade proponents don't agree with.
Certainly it is true that some jobs get lost, but history shows more jobs are created when you trade. And even if you don't believe that, if you don't keep trading, you're not going to have an economy.
But the U.S. president is not listening. He says he wants to narrow the so-called trade gap. The global U.S. trade deficit was $566 billion last year. The deficit with China makes up two-thirds of that huge figure. Trump insists that's a disaster. But few experts believe a trade deficit is necessarily a bad thing. Most economists say it's a byproduct of a strong economy and does not have to be dealt with through drastic measures that could destabilize the global economy.
We've had a trade deficit for straight now going on almost 40 years. If you look at most of U.S. history, going back to 1607 when the English settled Jamestown, the vast majority of those years has been trade deficits. A trade deficit is just a fancy name for foreigners investing a lot in your country. And that's not bad. That's good, because more capital comes into America. That creates jobs, that expands businesses, that creates new products, that raises wages, that increases the capital value of people's homes and assets. You can tell a story in which trade deficits are a symptom of something bad, but it's kind of a strained story.
A devastating trade war looms large between the United States and China. As the U.S. president presses ahead with imposing more import duties on friends and foes, the targeted countries are not sitting idly by. They have either taken retaliatory measures or have threatened to do so.
A trade war is essentially an escalating set of tit-for-tat trade restrictions imposed on each other by some trading countries. Ultimately, no one really wins a trade war. It creates concerns about the economy that reduces business confidence, consumer confidence, which means there is less consumption, less investment in the economy.
China seems to be the main target of U.S. pressure tactics. Beijing has warned that any full-scale trade conflict will not have a winner and that the United States will suffer too if it does not abandon its confrontational path.
U.S. unilateralist and protectionist measures will ultimately hurt the interests of U.S. companies, workers and farmers, and hurt the interests of global economy. Dissenting voices will be louder and louder. We hope the U.S. will listen to the voices from all walks of life and return to the right track.
Experts have warned that China could take more drastic measures if pushed to the corner. China is believed to have hidden tricks up its sleeve. For instance, if push comes to shove, China could even choose to stop honoring U.S. patents and copyrights. This would cripple U.S. corporations, especially if China exports items like medicine with U.S. formula to the rest of the world at much cheaper prices. But defiant Trump is not backing down. He insists that the United States is fully capable of easily defeating its opponents in any international trade conflict. That has been rejected by Trump's critics, who believe his confrontational path is misguided and dangerous. Critics say the White House is failing to get to the root causes of America's problems.
President Trump's claim that trade wars can be easily won is as credible as the neoconservative claim that the Iraq war would be a cakewalk. A trade war would likely push the global economy into a recession or worse. Instead of imposing costs on American businesses and consumers and putting those whose livelihoods depend on imports out of jobs, President Trump should address the real causes of our economic problem: the welfare warfare state, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve.
Meanwhile, consumers inside the United States are expected to feel the heat soon. They will now have to pay higher prices for goods imported from countries targeted by U.S. tariffs. This would squeeze the living standards of average Americans.
These days, businesses around the world are connected through supply chains that go through a variety of countries. So the disruption of supply chains due to trade barriers could end up hurting all businesses, including American businesses.
Some say Trump's policies may be a negotiating tactic. The U.S. president might be trying to gain a stronger hand for future trade deals with China, Europe, and other countries. But the world's largest economies are already on a collision course. It's sending jitters throughout the world. The situation could spiral out of control. A full-blown trade war involving major economies risks pushing the world into deep recession. The Director General of the World Trade Organization has warned that the fall of the first dominoes must be avoided. Critics have blasted U.S. President Donald Trump for failing to act responsibly on the world stage. Trump has a long history of hasty decisions. He has pulled out of international deals without much regard for the consequences. Observers believe his favorite tariffs have now undermined America's role as a reliable trading partner.
Unfortunately, the actions taken and threatened by the Trump administration have significantly undermined America's role as a proponent of global free trade, and it has certainly created the notion that America is not a trustworthy or reliable partner when it comes to trade or indeed other economic issues.
The whole world is watching to see where the escalating trade dispute will lead to. Will the United States change its dangerous course? Will America's trading partners join forces and mount pressure on the U.S., or will they cave in under U.S. pressure? The coming months will answer these questions.